What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Doc. I saw this story early this morning, and I thought this has... I was like, this is a story that has Doc written all over it. I have been this entire offseason preaching. Everybody is taking a seat inside my Steve. I'm preaching. Dallas is going to suck this year. They're not going to be good. They're a mentally weak team. They got too much going on, and they're going to blow up. They're going to implode from the inside out. It's going to be beautiful to watch, but they're not going to be good. This validates this. This was Malik Hooker, who plays safety for the Dallas Cowboys. He went on the Keyshawn Johnson podcast, one that Jaden Daniels went on a couple of months ago prior to the NFL draft. And take a listen to what he said on a podcast about Micah Parsons in his podcast.
Problem with him, my thing would be, though, for Micah, my advice would be for Micah would be, you know, just make sure we're all right, you know, and being where your feet are. Because if we're at work and, you know, the run game's terrible, but you're doing a podcast every week and you know the run game is terrible, then, you know, what are you really caring about? Are you caring about the crowd that, you know, is watching your podcast? Are you caring about the success of our team in the Super Bowl that we're trying to reach?
Micah Parsons took some shots back at Malik Hooker via Twitter, saying, why didn't you come say this to me personally? Why did you get on a podcast to say this?
Well, it's young people, man. Y'all want clicks and followers, and y'all get endorphins, which I'm not mad at the manufacturers that figured this thing out really early, that the brain is connected to all of this. Comes out, it generates stimulus, and it's creating an addiction. We've all been played by this, and you find yourself going to grab, you have to tell yourself, stop it and watch a TV show and not go to it, or cut it off or put it on silent. I love it how adults be saying to tell their kids not to do it, but who's telling the adult not to do it? It's not like this is just a kid thing. It's a human thing. So, you know, you can only ask yourself this. If you were in charge, how would you run it? How would you handle it? Well, and that's the most interesting thing that I would say. I agree. It's not going anywhere. There's no such thing as, this is how we did it back in our... Nobody give a damn about that. That's like saying, hey, do you want to get back to rolling your own windows up manually? Then shut up. Because, I mean, I don't. I like pushing that button and having to go up automatically. You don't get to pick and choose when you go back and forth in history. It's not going backwards. You got to be able to deal with this the way it is. And it hasn't stopped. Andy Reid, he's found a way to win with this despite its issues. They haven't been perfect, but he's found a way to get it done. Denver, the Celtics, not the people that didn't necessarily win at all, but look who's been really good. As much as we trashed the Celtics, they might have been upset, but they're really good. They have a high standard. They've been able to play pretty good. And you know, they're the last team I want to see win at all, but I respect the way they handle themselves. I mean, just look how few teams measure themselves now by wins. The Yankees are an anomaly. Most people refuse to care that much now about it. How much money did we make? No, they're like, it's like they didn't even participate if they don't win at all. You know how that's dwindled down now? We have a society now that winning is really not the optimum deal. You may say it through lip service, but your actions don't prove me wrong. Your actions prove me wrong. We've created a vehicle that will allow a basic moron to make quite a profit for simply having possession. That's what we created. That's what we created. And because we refuse to police it and run it the right way out of our own greed, it continues to suffer from it. And it can never be fixed until it's fixed internally. So how the hell are you going to fix it? You let loser after loser come in and buy your product, destroy it, make a profit, and move on. And the fans are hooked. You're selling crack. Everybody's hooked on it, and you get abused if you are. And they make their profits. You hire these garbage coaches. They hire everybody on the neighborhood or everybody on the year in the yearbook. They come up and rip you off and move on to the next project. And what gets me is how the networks, then, they hire them. The idiots who fail miserably get hired as experts. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, we do it all the time. We're sick. And we just reprocess this. We regurgitate it. So, no, I can't fault these people. Hey, man, get paid. Follow through the system. Because it's really not about wins anymore. It's about, did you get the bag? And if you got a fantasy team or you wagered out on it, I'm not calling you a loser. I'm calling you a winner. Hey, man, the target has changed. And if we get lucky, you get a rare group of people that just like to kick your behind just for the feeling of it, then we get lucky. If we get a competitive group that just wants to inflict pain upon its opponent, then we get lucky. I can't guarantee it, but we might get lucky. I think we have. I think we have a group here now crazy enough to just want to do it for the hell of it. To go out and will not be satisfied losing to the New York Giants 4 straight times. That thought of that just makes me sick to my stomach. This group we have here, they won't roll over and play dead. They'll compete. And I think as a fan now, I gotta praise competitiveness. I just want to be competitive. Like the Nats, they've lost in the 10th inning. They've done that. That damn, they've been competitive. It's been self-inflicted self-inflicted wounds. CJ botches a grounder, but he's made some great plays. He had a base running error, but he's had 10 of them that have been great with his growing pains. But at least we're not getting punked. We're competitive. That's what I want to be. I want to be competitive and then close the cushion. I know, Denton, I know it sounds crazy, but I just don't think, I think you have to at some point be realistic, because not everybody's in this to win it anymore. That win talk stuff and all that, yeah, you know, that's a different era, man. These people are proving it to me right in front of my face. It's not all about winning to people anymore. They have separate agendas. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs don't, in my mind. But how do you get your team to lock in for team success as opposed to getting the bag and being in last place and not being ashamed of it at all? walking around like you done something. Because that's what we're dealing with now. And I want to know, how does you fix that? Or do you? Didn't they? Or is this just it? We doomed? This is just the way it's going to be?
I don't know if doomed is the right word. I mean, Dallas is doomed. Well, they're doomed.
Yeah, but they have more fun than we do because they win for a greater period of time. They get a chance to talk a little bit more trash because they win far more than they lose.
Yeah, but then they get curb stomped in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're in the playoffs. And the only people that can jones on them are the Niners or somebody above them, not the people below them. Like, I don't talk no trash to Cowboy Nation unless we beat them. What am I going to say? What am I going to say? That's my point. I'm not mad at the people getting paid. Hey, man, this is a get paid world. But what I'm saying about, what about the generation of people that formed their love of sports over following teams that were in it to win it? That's dead now. I'm just saying, let's just stop faking. Until you can recreate that mental awareness of that people are literally in here to win championships, you're urinating in a windstorm. And I'm just saying, just come correct and stop BSing people. Now, I think we've done that here based on the hires. What I'm referencing to is what we've had to go through. It's just been ridiculous. And you talk about, it's like buying a product that doesn't work, and then you actually bought a warranty on top of it, and you didn't get anything reimbursed because you just got ripped off. That's my point. Not only the season ticket holders that are still going through court battles or whatever got ripped off, but the fan base gets ripped off if you're not competitive. If you don't have anything to brag about, what do you hang your hat on? What did you get out of it? And these Warriors, they'll be right back. They'll be tailgating, and that's what I love about them. They won't quit. That's what I love about y'all. You won't quit. But you deserve effort, and I do believe that this group, current group, will give you that effort. I really do believe that. Denton has got some pretty novel, I don't know what you call these things, but they're, it's another list, but it's a good list. What do you call your quarterback list?
Call that clutch.
Clutch. Calling it clutch. We want to get to that. Denton Days, top 10, clutch quarterback list. We'll deal with that and more right here on Team 980. Stay with us.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Doc. I saw this story early this morning, and I thought this has... I was like, this is a story that has Doc written all over it. I have been this entire offseason preaching. Everybody is taking a seat inside my Steve. I'm preaching. Dallas is going to suck this year. They're not going to be good. They're a mentally weak team. They got too much going on. And they're going to blow up. They're going to implode from the inside out. It's going to be beautiful to watch, but they're not going to be good. This validates this. This was Malik Hooker, who plays safety for the Dallas Cowboys. He went on the Keyshawn Johnson podcast, one that Jaden Daniels went on a couple of months ago prior to the NFL draft. And take a listen to what he said on a podcast about Micah Parsons and his podcast.
Problem with him, my thing would be, though, for Micah, my advice would be for Micah would be, you know, just make sure we're all right, you know, where and being where your feet are. Because if we're at work and you know, the run game's terrible, but you're doing a podcast every week and you know the run game is terrible, then, you know, what are you really caring about? Are you caring about the crowd that, you know, is watching your podcast? Are you caring about the success of our team in the Super Bowl that we're trying to reach?
Micah Parsons took some shots back at Malik Hooker via Twitter, saying, why didn't you come say this to me personally? Why did you get on a podcast to say this?
Well, it's the young people, man. Y'all want clicks and followers, and y'all get endorphins, which I'm not mad at the manufacturers that figured this thing out really early, that the brain is connected to all of this. Comes out, it generates stimulus. And it's creating an addiction. We've all been played by this. And you find yourself going to grab. You have to tell yourself, stop it. And watch a TV show. And not go to it. Or cut it off. Or put it on silent. I love it how adults be saying to tell the kids not to do it. But who telling the adult not to do it? It's not like this is just a kid thing. It's a human thing. So, you know, you can only ask yourself this. If you were in charge, how would you run it? How would you handle it? Well, and that's the most interesting thing that I would say. I agree. It's not going anywhere. There's no such thing as, this is how we did it back in our... Nobody give a damn about that. That's like saying, hey, do you want to get back to rolling your own windows up manually? Then shut up. Because, I mean, I don't. I like pushing that button and having to go up automatically. You don't get to pick and choose when you go back and forth in history. It's not going backwards. You got to be able to deal with this the way it is. And it hasn't stopped Andy Reid. He's found a way to win with this despite its issues. They haven't been perfect, but he's found a way to get it done. Denver, the Celtics, not the people that didn't necessarily win at all, but look who's been really good. As much as we trashed the Celtics, they might have been upset, but they're really good. They have a high standard. They've been able to play pretty good. And you know, they're the last team I want to see win at all, but I respect the way they handle themselves. I mean, just look how few teams measure themselves now by wins. The Yankees are an anomaly. Most people refuse to care that much now about it. How much money did we make? No, it's like they didn't even participate if they don't win at all. You know how that's dwindled down now? We have a society now that winning is really not the optimum deal. You may say it through lip service, but your actions don't prove me wrong. Your actions prove me wrong. We've created a vehicle that will allow a basic moron to make quite a profit for simply having possession. That's what we created. That's what we created. And because we refuse to police it and run it the right way out of our own greed, it continues to suffer from it. And it can never be fixed until it's fixed internally. So how the hell are you going to fix it? You let loser after loser come in and buy your product, destroy it, make a profit, and move on. And the fans are hooked. You're selling crack. Everybody's hooked on it, and you get abused if you are. And they make their profits. You hire these garbage coaches. They hire everybody on the neighborhood or everybody on the year in the yearbook. They come up and rip you off and move on to the next project. And what gets me is how the networks, then, they hire them. The idiots who fail miserably get hired as experts. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, we do it all the time. We're sick. And we just reprocess this. We regurgitate it. So, no, I can't fault these people. Hey, man, get paid. Follow through the system. Because it's really not about wins anymore. It's about, did you get the bag? And if you got a fantasy team or you wagered out on it, I'm not calling you a loser. I'm calling you a winner. Hey, man, the target has changed. And if we get lucky, you get a rare group of people that just like to kick your behind just for the feeling of it, then we get lucky. If we get a competitive group that just wants to inflict pain upon its opponent, then we get lucky. I can't guarantee it, but we might get lucky. I think we have. I think we have a group here now crazy enough to just want to do it for the hell of it, to go out and will not be satisfied losing to the New York Giants four straight times. That thought of that just makes me sick to my stomach. This group we have here, they won't roll over and play dead. They'll compete. And I think as a fan now, I gotta praise competitiveness. I just want to be competitive. Like the Nats, they've lost in the 10th inning. They've done that. That damn, they've been competitive. It's been self-inflicted errors. I mean, self-inflicted wounds. CJ botches a grounder, but he's made some great plays. He had a base running error, but he's had 10 of them that have been great with his growing pains. But at least we're not getting punked. We're competitive. That's what I want to be. I want to be competitive and then close the cushion. I know, Denton, I know it sounds crazy, but I just don't think, I think you have to at some point be realistic, because not everybody's in this to win it anymore. That win talk stuff and all that, yeah, you know, that's a different era, man. These people are proving it to me right in front of my face. It's not all about winning to people anymore. They have separate agendas. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs don't, in my mind. But how do you get your team to lock in for team success as opposed to getting the bag and being in last place and not being ashamed of it at all? Walking around like you done something. Because that's what we're dealing with now. And I want to know, how does you fix that? Or do you? Didn't they? Or is this just it? Are we doomed? This is just the way it's going to be?
I don't know if doomed is the right word. I mean, Dallas is doomed. They're doomed.
Yeah, but they have more fun than we do because they win for a greater period of time. They get a chance to talk a little bit more trash because they win far more than they lose.
Yeah, but then they get curb stomped in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're in the playoffs. And the only people that can jones on them are the Niners or somebody above them, not the people below them. Like, I don't talk no trash to Cowboy Nation unless we beat them. What am I going to say? What am I going to say? That's my point. I'm not mad at the people getting paid. Hey, man, this is a get paid world. But what I'm saying about, what about the generation of people that formed their love of sports over following teams that were in it to win it? That's dead now. I'm just saying, let's just stop faking. Until you can recreate that mental awareness of that people are literally in here to win championships, you're urinating in a windstorm. And I'm just saying, just come correct and stop BSing people. Now, I think we've done that here based on the hires. What I'm referencing to is what we've had to go through. It's just been ridiculous. And you talk about, it's like buying a product that doesn't work, and then you actually bought a warranty on top of it, and you didn't get anything reimbursed because you just got ripped off. That's my point. Not only the season ticket holders that are still going through court battles or whatever got ripped off, but the fan base gets ripped off if you're not competitive. If you don't have anything to brag about, what do you hang your hat on? What did you get out of it? And these Warriors, they'll be right back. They'll be tailgating, and that's what I love about them. They won't quit. That's what I love about y'all. You won't quit. But you deserve effort, and I do believe that this group, current group, will give you that effort. I really do believe that. Denton has got some pretty novel. I don't know what you call these things, but they're. It's another list, but it's a good list. What do you call your quarterback list?
Call that clutch.
Clutch. Calling it clutch. We want to get to that. Denton Days, top 10, clutch quarterback list. We'll deal with that and more right here on Team 980. Stay with us.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.